Welcome to Jumbo Data Center Podcast. I am Stella, and in this podcast, I will open the door to digital infrastructure. So if you're interested in knowing what's behind the internet, whether you're a professional of the sector or not, join us and let's explore. Welcome to Jumbo Data Center Podcast. Today we are welcoming Laura Allwood, Trainee Project Manager at Arcadis in United Kingdom. Hey, Laura.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. I'm really, really happy to have you today. It's nice to see, I have to say it, to see women. Because it's quite, we are quite rare species in STEM and digital industries, digital infrastructure industry. I will start by asking you, well, I said that you are based in UK, but where exactly?
So I'm officially based in Birmingham, so the West Midlands, the middle of the UK.
Okay, middle of the UK. Really pretty, by the way, I think.
Some parts are.
Well, I went in the nice parts, let's say.
Yes.
The countryside is really cute.
Yeah.
So how did you get in the data center industry?
So I kind of fell into it. It wasn't necessarily a choice. I started my apprenticeship with Arcadis 3 years ago, straight from school. I was working in the manufacturing team to begin with, but our manufacturing team and technology team kind of partnered together to create one big team. During COVID, I didn't work for a few months because there wasn't necessarily the work in the company. And then when I came back, there was an opportunity with one of our biggest global clients to work on a data center project. And I said yes. And then I was in data centers and I've never left and don't plan on leaving because it's such a fascinating industry.
Yes, it's fascinating. And in your family, are you the only one to work in STEM / digital infrastructure industry, or are they more people?
So there's a few more. My father works in pharmaceuticals, so it's fairly similar. It's still some sort of science, but no one else that I know of in my family does like data centers or like the technical side of it. It's only me. And I always try and tell them about it. And I love talking about what I do at work. My friends must get so frustrated with me because I'm like, data centers. But it needs to be talked about. And that's why I want to come on podcasts like this and talk about it and spread the word so that more people know what they are.
Yeah, well, great. I totally agree. I have the same, I think, with my family and friends. I talk about it all the time. They might be frustrated, but to be honest, I don't really care because I'm like, this is revolution. So let's talk about it. I would like to ask you then, what is your profession? I know you're studying, so you're a trainee, but what is your profession and your studies and what do you do all day long? So maybe people can have an idea of your job and be maybe interested.
So I'm officially an apprentice, although my job title is trainee project manager. So being an apprentice means I study at university one day a week. I study construction management, which also is helping towards my chartership with the RICS in project management. My day-to-day role, I'm mainly assisting some of the more senior project managers in managing the construction of quite large data center projects for quite big clients. Some of them I can't name, but they're very, very exciting clients because that's who they are in this industry. I kind of do the day-to-day role at the moment, but one day in the future, hopefully not long away, I'll be taking on that responsibility and I'll be communicating with the client and I'll be running these projects and helping to build these hopefully successful data centers.
Why do you think the digital industry or STEM sector or even the data center industry in itself, why nobody knows about it except us who are working in it? Why do you think so?
I think it's just generally kept a secret unless you really need to know. People, one of the biggest things I always hear at conferences and events is this is a cloud, but not the cloud that you think it is. Because obviously, the cloud is this big building, but just nobody knows. Everyone just kind of accepts it and they're like, oh, yeah, my data goes off. It's fine. I don't care where it goes. And no one's necessarily interested or bothers to learn about where it goes. And that's what people should be doing. Because I found out what data centers were and I was like, oh, this is fantastic. And I just wanted to learn more. Until you know what it is and that there is actually something there, and that's the problem, people just don't know. But I wish I could say why people don't know, but there's not necessarily, in my mind, there's not a solution.
If we proactively go and talk about it, what we're doing here actually, maybe people will get interested. Like your data go somewhere and they are treated somewhere, and how are they treated? Where do they end up? What can be done with your data? You know, when I think about the African data sector, data center sector, for example, there is only for now 150 data centers which can't cover all the African data. But that means then the data of Africans, who deal with them?
You'd think people would want to know where it was stored. And when you save your photos to the cloud, surely you'd want to know if something happened to it, where is the cloud?
Exactly. So
Yeah.
it's quite interesting to know how it's dealt with. What do you think then we should do to attract more talents in the in STEM industries or digital infrastructure industries?
I think it starts with just talking about it and making people more aware of the industry. Because often when I was at school, like the main jobs were like teacher, doctor, nurse, just the really basic generic jobs that everybody knows about, and you don't think of anything else. You don't think of STEM and like the vast amount of careers that you can do. And then when I was coming up to finishing school, the school still wasn't that diverse in the sort of careers that you could do. It was kind of like go off to university, study something, and then figure it out. And actually, we need to start talking and telling people, as we mentioned at the start, like the vast, so many different roles that you can do in data centers. You're interested in this, right? We can bring you into our data center and you can do that there. It doesn't have to be specifically STEM, such as you mentioned, accounting. We still need it. We need all sorts of careers, and it just starts with having that conversation. And if I could go around and tell one person about a data center and they pass that information on, hopefully one day someone will go, actually, that's really interesting. I want a career in that. But it's all about getting that conversation going and making people aware.
Yes, I do agree. I do agree. Go to the people, basically. Go and talk to them because they won't go to you if they don't know you.
No, they can't join the industry if they've got no idea what the industry is. It's a mystery to most people. I could be sat in the office today, so I'm actually sat in our London office today, and many of the people that I spoke to, if I said, oh, I work in data centres, they'd be like, what's that? And we as a company, we obviously have a good few hundred people that work on data centre projects, but people just don't know. And that's within our company. So let alone other companies that do it or that don't even work in it. It's just got to start that conversation.
What change do you want in the data set center sector?
It'd be nice to see more young people brought in that maybe don't necessarily have the experience, or not even just young people, new people to the industry that haven't been in it for 20, 30 years, that can bring those fresh ideas that we need. Because we're always talking about we want sustainable data centres. Okay, but if it's the same people that have been talking about this for 20 years, they might not necessarily have new ideas. You bring somebody new in, they'll come in and they go, what about this? And that's how it begins. And we need to get people in there, just fresh faces.
And there are fresh faces already in the industry. And just saying, Laura is a fresh face.
Yes, I've been doing data center, been in data center industry for 2 years. So still fairly new, still learning a lot. I've learned a lot in them 2 years. I've been really fortunate. I've been on some courses. Some of the colleagues that I do work with have got such vast knowledge. And like once you're in the industry and you know it, there's so many people that will talk to you and they'll share that knowledge and they want to because they want you in it, they just don't know how to get you there.
Okay, well, I want to talk on the women's side, because we're just a few. And I want to know, for you, is it hard for a woman to work in an historically men field?
Yes.
It is?
It can be, yes. I think because often the men have been doing it for so long, they've got the experience, so people will go to them and be like, oh, what about this? Whereas, okay, there's not as many women, so we may not have the experience, but we've got them fresh new ideas. And we just need people to listen to us and accept that. I've had so many emails that say, hi, guys. And my name's on there. And it's like, but I'm not. Like, please change. I know it's just a small word, but something like that, you're still excluding a few people. And like so many of the calls that I do, I was at an event yesterday in London. And there was probably like 15 women out of 50, 60 people, maybe a bit more. But there just wasn't many there. Mm-hmm. And they need to be brought in, because there's nothing that says that no jobs should have gender stereotypes in general, but especially these ones. There's no reason why it shouldn't be. Women can do just as good a job as men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If we start younger, that can change too, because I mean, that's not normal. We are as capable as men, so why should we be just directed to women jobs, you know?
Yeah.
We have men who are nurses a lot now. Why shouldn't we have engineers who are women way more now?
I agree. That was something when I started my job on my CV, I remember writing, because I'm in construction. Okay, I didn't necessarily plan to be in data centers, but I am. But it was always construction. And one thing I had on my CV was, I want to break the gender stereotypes and come into this industry, because it's so important to do. Yeah. And not as many people think about it. They're a bit like, oh, I can't do that. But it's like, no, just do it. Don't. What's stopping you?
Yeah, that's true. Exactly. And when I see women in construction, especially that field, I am really glad. Like, I just applaud. I'm like, good. Like, you're changing the world just by being you there.
Yes, couldn't agree more. No. We need to get more role models in the industries, and not even just data, just in general, like them gender stereotype job. If you get the role models in there and be like, look, they can do it. There's nothing stopping you.
Yes. Do you think being young is an advantage or a disadvantage in any industry, but particularly the data center industry?
I think at the moment, it doesn't go either way. It sometimes can be a disadvantage, because people are like, oh, well, they haven't got the experience. They don't know what they're talking about. But actually, we need people to come in with the new ideas. And okay, they might be wrong. They might be really fancy and whimsical and they can't be done. But actually, if we come up with the ideas as young people and say, well, what about this? The people that have been doing it for years, if they just say no, well, we can turn around and say, why? Why can't it be done? Mm. And we're coming out with new ideas. We're born in a different generation. We've been growing up with phones and things. For me, I've had a phone for most of my life. I was quite young when I had my first phone, still in primary school. And I've just accepted the internet's been there my whole life. Mm-hmm. Whereas some people it hasn't. So we've got a slightly different outlook on life. And I'd say anyway, some don't, some do. Just depends. Mm-hmm. But we've got that experience. The experience of the technology there, so it's just getting them ideas out and working with the people that may have the experience to bring them to life.
Yeah, you're right, and that's why sometimes it makes me a bit like, because not only there is that fact, but there is also, if you're talented, you're talented.
Yes.
I mean, I was managed by people who were way younger than me, and to be honest, I don't care. Mm-hmm. If you do well your job as someone who's managed, that's what I'm asking. For you to be there, for you to help me when I get some struggles on my way. And if you can do it, age ain't nothing but a number, as said Alia.
You know? It shouldn't matter. If you're good at your job, you're good at your job. That's that. Started managing someone myself in September. A new apprentice joined our company and my team were like, we think Laura should manage them. I was really scared at first because I thought, I've got no experience in this, but I've taken it on. I've got people to ask. if there's a problem, but I've just got on with it and I've thought, wow, this is brilliant. And that people do trust me, although I am young, people still trust me in my team. There's much more qualified people in my team that could have done it, that have managed for years, but they were like, no, we'll give Laura the experience. And it's nice to know that I was thought of and that they thought she's capable of doing that.
Do you think then mentorship should be more used as a career development tool to help people achieve their goals? And for me, mentorship should not only be for younger people. For me, mentorship should be for anyone. Do you think that's a good tool?
Yeah, I completely agree. Because as you mentioned before, you always learn and you never go in to know everything. And your mentor might not know everything, but they've potentially got that little bit of knowledge that you don't know and they can share with you. But also mentors can learn off the people that they actually, like the mentee, because you could share something with them that they've never heard of and together you can work on a problem. I think it's a brilliant thing. I'm really fortunate. I've got a brilliant mentor. She works for a different company, but she's been there and she's like, right, so what, have you got any issues? And she's like, right, this is what you can do about it. And it's really helped just to overcome some even just small problems and just to have someone to talk to that's not in my company if there's a problem, and she'll listen to me and provide advice. I think so important.
Yeah, but do you think you could mentor or also?
I think I'm getting to a point where I potentially could. For me, it's, I sometimes feel like I haven't got enough experience with only doing this for 2 years. But in terms of experience, I know quite a lot about the apprenticeship routes. If someone has questions on apprenticeships, I'll happily share that. And maybe in a few years' time, I will become a mentor for somebody in data centres just starting out, because I've been in that position. I was only there a few years ago. So, and if someone's just joined the industry, naturally, I've been doing it for 2 years, I'll know something more than what they know. So it is possible. And I would love to do it one day, because all the experience that I've had shared with me over time, I want to make sure that somebody else can benefit from that and that they can take all. I've had some fantastic opportunities. I've been really fortunate, one of them, to be on this podcast today, which I'm really grateful for. But hopefully I can then pass that on to someone else, and maybe in a few years' time you'll do another podcast with someone that I've mentored. And I'd love that, just to bring them on and be like, well, this is what's happened, and that's the shared experiences.
And I think that for all the listeners who like believe in themselves, everyone can be maybe not a mentee but a friendtor.
Yeah,
a friendtor, because it's still something like you can help with someone. And I hope that if in my career some people I gave some information, it helped them, I'm really happy, because that's, some people have done that for me and it redirected my career as a person and it got me somewhere further and to believe in myself also, mainly.
Yeah, I think mentorship as well, it's quite a lot about experiences, and everybody's had a different experience. And if, as you say, like if you can just share one piece of information. I'm really fortunate, when I joined Arcadis, there was a group of about 7 apprentices. And we all still talk now when we talk about our different roles, and we're like, well, how have you done that? And we'll share experiences, and that's almost that friendtor experience. Yeah. I think that's a brilliant expression. I'm going to use that now.
Yeah, I heard it though. What advice would you give a, not especially young, but a person trying to get to break into the infrastructure / data center industry?
One of the biggest things, and I think I've said it before, not on this podcast but on like another forum, just go for it. Take any opportunity you can. Just say yes as much as you possibly can. It might push you out your comfort zone, but that's how you learn, that's how you develop. I've done a couple of podcasts in the past and it was scary to begin with, because you're like, oh gosh, people are going to listen to me. Does anybody actually want to like hear my opinion? And I've had so much nice feedback from some of the other ones that I've done. And it's only because I just said yes, pushed myself out of my comfort zone and went for it. There's so many opportunities out there. People just need to take them and enjoy them as well. Don't be scared.
Exactly. You only live once. Let's go. Yeah.
Definitely.
To be honest, I really do agree with you, and that's how this podcast started, actually. What are your thoughts on the African DC sector, if you have, because it's not so well known, but do you have some thoughts on the industry?
As you say, it's not so well known, so I'd love to learn more, and to do things like this and to like listen to some of the other episodes, and just hear about what's going on. And I think you gave me some facts earlier when we were talking. There's not enough data centres out there for the African countries, and we need to have that boom to increase it and just improve it, because it has to happen. Everybody's using data. The data centres are everywhere. You can't get away from it. There's so much, like, the world now, since, dare I mention it, COVID, the world has changed, and like there's so much online, and you won't necessarily like travel to see clients, for example. It's just, and that's the same in all countries. The world has changed, and it's so digitally focused.
And there are so many talents there, and people like to study. Apart from the fact that, yes, it's a boom, and I think also Africans are sick of being seen as a place where nothing happens. A lot of stuff are happening. No one hear about what's done in Mozambique, for example, but you hear about the war in Mali or something. Like you only talk about the bad stuff, so people are not aware. And I think that also impacts. I don't know, as an African, I don't live in Africa anymore or in Rwanda, but I think I've also fell into that stereotype of thinking that Africa is need help, where I don't think it needs help. It needs fair opportunities.
Yes.
Fair opportunities to be able then to advance as the others. What is your dream for the industry, let's say? It's a big question.
That's a really big question. I just want the industry to just be as diverse as possible and have the best people in there for the jobs. Because it's all about that. It doesn't matter where you've come from, what experience you've got. It's if you've got that knowledge and you've got that talent, we want you in the industry. Nothing else matters, because you'll get someone from potentially an African country, as you're saying, and they're going to have that knowledge that I won't have, whereas I've had my education in the UK, and they'll know something different, and they can bring them ideas, and we can share it, and we can all just become like one united industry. It will probably never happen, because everybody says that about every industry, and it's so difficult. But we've just got to get them people in there and share the experience and make it accessible to as many people as possible and get people talking about it. A dream would be for almost everyone to know what data centers are, and they're spoken about in schools. That's one of the biggest things I think that we need to do, is start teaching people young, because the amount of kids that are like, oh, I want to go into games developing. Well, how's that done? Through a data center. And if they knew that, they might think, actually, I want to go further back in the process and build these data centers or work in these data centers. And if they know, they can then go into the industry, and it can just grow and develop, and the boom can continue. But we need the people.
My last question is, it's not that I want to break the, I always say that, I try and ask that question about hobbies. I like to break the word geek because you are geek of something. I hate the word geek, like directed to some guy for sure who's playing video games every day. It's not nice for him. Like he has the right to play video games. I like football. You can like your video games, but also like people think like because you're an engineer or something or working in some STEM field, you are like that person who only likes to be on computers. So let's break that because every time I ask it, I get different re answer. That's it. So what are your hobbies?
So I love music. I've been playing the piano since I was 5, And it's something nice because you just get away from the screens. I also do bits of sport. So before I came into project management, I was a swimming teacher.
Wow.
Completely unrelated. It was a job I did while I was at school, but I enjoyed it. And I love to swim now. I've started open water swimming. I'm also training for my black belt in taekwondo. So it's nice to have a diverse range of hobbies. And as you say, like people in data centers, we're not geeks. We do other things. I'm not really one to go and go home and game and play on video games, whatever, but I'm still interested in the industry.
Yeah,
I've just got
exactly.
different hobbies.
Yes, it's not because exactly. It's as if you're a pharmacist, and when you go home, you only like to be on your like. Everyone likes different stuff. Exactly. Yeah, I really appreciated this podcast, Laura. I'm really happy to have fresh new faces and to see women in any industry, to be honest, but especially this one. It was a pleasure to have you, and I hope I can see you in the UK next time, or if you come in Paris. So thank you for being here, and thank you all for listening the podcast today, and I'll see to next time. Have a great day. Bye bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.